In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. Good day, it's Father Tom. Blue box wasn't working for a while, but I'm doing the best I can. Okay. Let's look at what the Pope said. 40 years ago, that the church would be small, to a large extent would have to start from the beginning, which we talked about last week. She will no longer be able to fill many of the buildings created in her period of great splendor. Well, you know what? I disagree. If people came to church and experienced a bit of heaven, the presence of God, she would be able to fill her buildings again. If people came to church and heard a word of God that they could take with them during the week and chew on that word, she would fill her buildings again. If people came and there was worship and people forgot about their watches and they came to worship God because he was deserving of worship, they would fill their churches, but not with the Catholics that are card-carrying Catholics, with people that have given their life to Jesus, people that are witnessing, people that are not afraid to tell about the wonders of the Lord. You see, if you aim for the least common denominator, what you get is the least common denominator. If you aim to have a church on Sunday that you're out in 43 minutes, I'm going to tell you, what you're telling me as a congruent is you're not very into this stuff. That's what I would gain out of it, okay? You're not very into this stuff. You want to make it quick, and you've got better things to do in the afternoon. That's what I would think as a congruent, because I was a layperson for 32 years. You know, and I've seen the gamut. When there is a priest that's celebrating Mass that just wants to go through it, I'm going to tell you, I knew and I realized this poor guy just wants to go through it. Oh, yes, you might fill the church with people like that, but no one's going to get converted. No one's going to be changed. Honest. Because it's not about 43 minutes. Our time is a worship time with the Lord. Our time is to worship the Father through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know people are busy, but you know what? When the priests and ministers of the churches start degrading what they do and think that it's second class, and we've got to get them in and out, we've already emptied the buildings, even if they're full, because we are not raising up men and women who have zeal and who love Jesus. It's, I'm going to church to punch my card today, you know? That's the thing to do. That's the thing to do. Punching my card, because that's the thing to do. No, I'm very sorry. I'm not into punching cards. I never was, I never will be. I never was, and I never will be. I want to see the action of God. Just as I was walking into the car to come to the studio, okay, there's a woman there, and she told me, I'm so-and-so's sister. Now, so-and-so is on drugs. I haven't seen him in a while. And I said, how are you? She says, she wasn't too good either. So I start praying over her and praying for so-and-so. This is my life. It's not, you know, I'm just not, you know, a radio priest. Not just a radio priest. I had a person call me today. She's got some spirits in her house. Yeah. Who else is she going to call? Mickey Mouse? You know, it's just poor people. Poor people. You know, the people that really want something. If we care for the least common denominator, you know what you get? Nothing. You get my mother's lemonade. I told you about my mother's lemonade. That she watered it down, that it didn't taste any more like lemonade than lemonade. Because my brother would drink it all. It's not right. It's not right. You see, if you have a priest that prays, and a priest that cares for people, and a priest that wants to worship, he might not even be the best speaker in the whole world, but that he loves people, and he prays, and he loves people, and he loves God, I'm going to tell you, things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. I don't believe we should be emptying churches. We are living in the worst part of history since my birth. In the United States, we are living in the worst part of history since my birth. I was born after World War II. Therefore, we should be appealing to people. People who have no jobs. People who are broken, people who are hurt, people who have no place to go. We should be appealing to people. We should not be thinking about closing churches. I'm sorry. I'm not a believer in closing churches. I'm a believer in get the priests filled with zeal. Get them filled with the Holy Ghost and power. And see what begins to happen. See what begins to happen. We are entering into one of the worst, not only economic, but we are entering into one of the worst times because this could be the time when nuclear war and nuclear weapons will be used between Iran and Israel. This is real. Do we think about those things? Do we think about those things? Do we think about how many times in the last 6 months have people tried to blow up things in airplanes by Times Square? How many times? And thank God they were not successful. Do we think about those things? The only answer is Jesus. Not bazaars. Not bingo. Not flea markets. Not cake sales, but Jesus. We do not market our product very well. Because we've got the best product in the whole world. His name is Jesus. And he's the Lord. And he's waiting for the church to be the church. He's waiting for the church to come to him. He's waiting for the church to open her heart to him, to pray. He's waiting. He's waiting. And you know what? He's got a long wait. Because the church is not a business. The church is the body of Christ. The church is not a business. The church is the body of Christ. I do not run a business. I am always dealing with people. They are not to me a business. They are people. They have hurts. They are broken. They have needs. They need Jesus. I do not look at my watch when I'm celebrating Mass.
it's none of my business. Because we're supposed to be making love with God. I do not try to delay things. I do not try to extend things. I just try to do what I'm supposed to do, to pray, to be the leader of prayer. I don't believe that the churches should be empty, not in the times that we're living in today. I don't believe that at all. And you know, one of the problems of the church is she does not know how to bring people to Christ. She does not know how to bring people to Christ. We can bring people to the sacraments. We can bring people to the church. But most people do not know how to bring people to Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we can renounce Satan and make our baptismal vows, but I'm going to tell you, how many times have we done that? Every year. Bringing people to Christ in an evangelical way changes people's lives. Praying for them for the baptism of the Spirit changes people's lives. Discipling them and caring for them changes people's lives so that they can change other people's lives. But you know, that's why the churches should not be empty. That's why the churches should not be empty. We have so much to give. So much to give. But until the church repents, all the churches repent. That we have run a business and not the body of Christ, nothing's going to happen. And you know, God will allow us to go bankrupt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until we get our focus on Jesus Christ. And that we're not ashamed of him. And that we want to raise up disciples and not congruents, people who go to church, part of the congregation. It's time for the church to be the church. It's time for the church to get her people praying. Today at 3:30, we're going to meet at the Holy Rosary and we're going to have a worship service, if only for half an hour, to praise the Lord because he's worthy. It's Monday, Flag Day, the 14th of June. 3:30, we're going to meet and we're going to praise the Lord. Yes, we're going to sing praises to the Lord, because when we praise God, the glory comes down. And then tonight at 7:30 we have Mass. And then after Mass we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And if people want to go to confession, they just ask the priest. You see, at least we make these things possible, all right? I can't make people come. I invite people. I cannot make people come, but I invite people. That's all I can do, is invite people. Last week, it was Friday night, we were in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and Scott Maronick, looking at the altar, he said, now I knew Scott when he was a young man, now he's probably 48. And I brought him to Jesus, or somebody brought him to Jesus. Or after they brought him to Jesus, they brought him to me. But the point is this, Scott Maronick looks at the altar and says, this is phenomenal. I said, what? He says, you know, that's Jesus on the altar. This is beyond the beyonds. My Lord. That's it. That's it. Oh, there were several of us in church, not many. But you know what? At least there were several. Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. And if the churches are not a houses of prayer, then you know what? They need to close. They really do. If God is not worshipped in our churches, they need to close. Honest. They should not stay open. And we as Catholics have so many ways to bring people to Christ. But you know what? In and out, out and in. The Pope said 40 years ago she will no longer be able to fill many buildings created in her period of great splendor because of the smaller number of her followers. And you know why the smaller number of her followers? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When the Word of God is not proclaimed evangelically, when people do not have a chance to give their life to Christ evangelically, I'm going to tell you, the believers are going to get smaller and smaller. You can fill your church with churchgoers, but there's a big difference when you have Christians there. And there's a big difference between Christians and churchgoers. Everyone the church has, Christ doesn't have. Everyone Christ has, the church doesn't have. I don't know how many churchgoers are Christians, but St. Augustine tells us, everyone the church has, Christ doesn't have. And everyone Christ has, the church doesn't have. And how do you get the two to be congruent? You preach the Word of God in season and out of season. You proclaim the cross in season and out of season. You talk and call upon the power of the Holy Spirit that He would change people. You pray with people in season and out of season. You do what you're supposed to do. You shepherd the flock that God has given you. You don't have to do it my way, but you have to do it, unless you just have church goers. You know, this is an interesting thing, okay? I don't know how we went wrong, but we went very wrong. We have people who go to Mass 6 days a week. They go on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning, and Saturday night, and they don't go on the Lord's Day on Sunday. I don't know whoever introduced this evening Mass on Saturday, but you want to know what it's done? It's destroyed the Sunday Mass. It's destroyed it. People who go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning, and Saturday evening do not celebrate the Eucharist on the Lord's Day. That's real. That's real. You ask any priest, they'll tell you. And I don't understand it. The Lord's Day, the Pope has written a whole encyclical on the Lord's Day. Pope John Paul II. A whole encyclical on the Lord's Day. And the importance of the Lord's Day. Like, you know, why do you think we had Saturday and Sunday off? Because Saturday was the Lord's Day for the Jewish people, and Sunday's the Lord's Day for the Christian people. And then Obama says we're not a Christian nation. Why don't we have Thursday and Friday off, or Wednesday and Tuesday and Wednesday off? No, because our country was built on Judeo-Christian principles, upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why do we have Saturday and Sunday? It is the day of Sabbath for the Jewish people and the day of Sabbath for the Christian people.
Why does she have fewer members? Because the word of God is not proclaimed. Because people are not filled with the zeal of the Holy Spirit. Because people are not like John the Baptist and Elijah. Because people just speak a word rather than the word of God that changes people's lives. The word of God. Why do you think I'm on the radio? Because I want to proclaim Him, the Lord, who gave His life for you, who died for you and was buried and rose from the dead and wants to change your life. Why do you think I'm here every day proclaiming the mystery and love of Christ? Because I know I can reach one more person. One more person might give their life to Jesus. One more person might surrender their life to the Lord. Why do you think I do this? Because I get some fame? What fame do I get? It's a great privilege. It has nothing to do with fame. It has everything to do with calling people to Jesus Christ during the worst time that I have ever seen in our own country. And still, we have not been awakened. We're still not awake. If people preach the Word of God with zeal, if people preach the Word of God like it was the Word of God, rather than today, we're not going to hear anything because we want to get ready for the Celtics tonight. You don't say, yeah, yeah, yeah. So what are you saying? Celtics are more important than the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Oh, Jesus, mercy, 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 mercy. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you why the Word of God isn't preached. Yep, that's what I'm going to tell you. Why the Word of God isn't preached with power. I'm going to tell you tomorrow. This is in every church. This is in every church. If I were the devil, I would want to gag the preachers. And you know what? He did. He did. He gagged the preachers. And tomorrow I'll tell you how he did it and how he continues to do it. Very interesting. Because the plot was devised in hell. Faith cometh by the word of God. That's right. I thank you for the word of God, and I pray for the people who are hearing. I ask you to let your presence fall upon them now. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. I pray your Holy Spirit to come upon them now, that there be an anointing in their lives, that they feel how much you love them, that there's nothing impossible, whatever their situation is. There's nothing impossible. Nothing impossible with you, Lord. Just bless these people, Lord. Especially those that are downtrodden. Those that feel there's no hope. That's a lie. Bless them, Lord. Bring them. Bring them to the cross. To the cross. Put your head on the cross. Picture the cross. Picture the crucified. And put your head on the cross, on the vertical beam, and look up and say, Jesus, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I do thank you for listening to In Season and Out of Season. We're on every day at this time, proclaiming the gospel. We need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602. East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Between January 18th, 19th, 20, 21, and 22, those 5 days, we're having Revival Glory at the Holy Rosary. People who have preached all around the world, if you are interested in coming, it will be $50. $50. This will cover hotels and plane and stuff like that. And if you can't afford 50 cents, 25. And this is the address.
tell them you want to go to Revival Glory, Father Tom? Care of Holy Rosary Church, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Father Tom, care of Holy Rosary Church, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Father Tom, care of Holy Rosary Church, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Send in your money because our seats are limited, because our church is not very big. Father Tom, care of Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. And today we'll be in the church at 3:30, praising the Lord. If you want to come, you're welcome. And tonight, Mass at 7:30, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. If you want to come, you're welcome. And then, there's Jimmy the Roofer. As I told you last week, the roof blew right in front of him. The Lord's blowing roofs in front of Jimmy. And he was on those roofs, putting on the tarps. And as a matter of fact, now he's repairing those roofs, even as we talk. Those roofs that were blown away into the sea by the tornado in Revere. Jimmy was driving down, and there he was, driving down, and he helped the people, and they gave him the job. His telephone number is 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. I hope to see you today at 3:30 or 7:30 tonight. Remember, we do need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.